short and plain looking. He's just kind of a thug.
Okay. He's nondescript.
Tony's the thug.
His face is hard to make it out.
Well, yeah. No, he's plain looking. He's plain, short, illiterate, thug. He blends in like there's no tomorrow.
Like he has the edge.
Not quite. But, like, that's what he was specifically recruited for.
So, basically, his job now is going to be similar to what we had before. Running messages and gathering information in East End.
Alright.
Sure.
But now he gets paid double for it. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have to drink those stupid potions.
Well, in the morning, since you guys have now dealt with Hyde Park horror.
Oh, we were at Hyde Park?
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy your puns, don't you? Or little jokes.
Anywho.
Who wants breakfast?
What, strawberries?
No.
Are you guys eating at Lucky Annie's or what?
I will be.
You cannot go in your normal form, and I'm not sure you can really go in your costume form either.
The Tiger Lady graces you with her presence. She will eat here.
Right.
Mow.
Even with the minus one to your social standing in your costume form, you still might be above some of the residents in East End.
Two?
That's the average here.
Oh, I see.
Five is probably the average for what?
The rest of London.
Okay.
So until you start getting towards the Queen's Court. Then it goes up.
So even I'm a little upper class.
Even you guys kind of stick out here.
Because our clothes are clean.
We're not covered in shit.
Don't covered in shite.
I'm covered in dust.
That doesn't count.
I was going to say clean-er.
I'm covered in nice clothes.
Yes, you two stick out like sore thumbs.
Well, yes. I'll point out, I stick out like a sore thumb no matter where I go.
In London, as do you. Anywho, so let's say you guys actually meet on a nice west end of London side, so you guys can go have breakfast, so she can actually join you in her normal form.
Don't worry, I can pay.
Everyone will have one of those fancy restaurants, aren't you?
It's very nice. I chose a different one because it didn't go very well last time.
You would not stop playing the music.
So I choose this one instead. Has less violins.
Welcome to Samurai Soup. You're Chinese. You're not welcome.
I would not want to eat here.
This place makes me sad. Aw, Japanese, really.
Have you ever had sushi? It's really nice.
I walk out.
I think we're going to pick a different restaurant.
And you guys eventually find a nice, you know, pub.
This is more like it.
We can all eat it.
It's a nice quality pub.
What in the world is a blood sausage?
Ah, wonderful thing.
It does not sound good.
It's made out of blah blah blah. I don't actually know what a blood sausage is.
Do you guys want some spotted dick?
How about some
fat? Is that healthy?
Yes. I love spotted dick.
What type of spots?
Just a sausage of some sort.
Just a sausage. it's called a spotted dick. They had that joke in Shanghai Nights, where they were like, "Excuse me, do you want some spotted dick?"
Like a royale with cheese.
Anyway,
I do not quite understand the terminology of these words. Could you explain
Jessica,
them to me?
Yes. Give me a pound for. All four people. Since it's a good quality pub.
Mm-hmm. And I have you explain all the words, because they're different.
Coffee.
Alright.
Yay,
actually, it's a pudding.
Interesting. Oh, spotted dick is a pudding.
It's
anywho.
Commonly served with custard.
Okay.
So, you guys... What's your next step?
Buy some salt. Buy a silver knife.
The salt you'll be able to get for a shilling for 10 pounds.
I buy salt for everyone.
Salt is incredibly cheap. And let's see, silver. They would not have that. You would actually have to go to a specialist.
Well, let's go to the specialist because I would like to get a silvered, or a silver.
Oh. I guess I'm a silver fork. I have to have a werewolf in the eye.
What you can do is you can take a lot of silver silverware and melt it down and then have it shaped into an egg.
Or you could go to a place with a foundry because that's what you'd actually need.
So it's a shilling for 10 pounds?
Yes, it is a shilling for 10 pounds of salt. So each of you now have a pound of salt, and there's 6 pounds of salt, what, at the lodge?
Yeah, probably.
Sure, for whoever might need.
Alright, so as you guys stop
by... 2 pounds at the lodge, everybody has 2 pounds of salt.
Okay.
2 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As you guys are...
In case you have to put circles all over the place or cover an entire house of salt.
Like, oh, ghost!
If I wanted to... Was a shotgun one of the things I could load with salt?
Rock salt, yes.
Okay. I suppose I will go to... Can I load a sawed-off shotgun with rock salt?
Yes.
Okay, it's the same price. I take it a sawed-off shotgun is probably a little easier.
S-A-L-T.
I assume a sawed-off shotgun is a little easier to conceal than a regular shotgun.
Yes, that is the point of it.
Okay, then I will go to a gunsmith and see if I can't get a sawed-off shotgun.
You can do that on your own.
Huh?
Don't you saw off a shotgun by your own?
They do not sell sawed-off shotguns.
Yeah, you have to do it yourself.
You have to buy a shotgun. You'd have to have some sort of workshop or something to do it professionally.
Okay, well, then I'll buy a regular shotgun.
Okay, you will buy a shotgun. That's something that they won't even question. Buy a shotgun. You're an American. Hunting, whatever. Shotgun makes sense.
Okay, I hand him the 4 pounds, and I also buy some bullets for it. Because those use what?
Large
lead shots?
Yes.
Oh, no, I spent 4.5 pounds.
You have 50 shots.
Yep. Oh, actually, I need to hold on to this so I can copy down the information.
Sure thing. What?
What is parry based off again?
Fighting.
Okay.
And certain weapons also give a bonus parry.
Okay. As you guys are dropping off the extra salt, you can see that Din and Root have returned, and Din's like, "Hey! How y'all doing?"
Hello, Din.
It's been an interesting couple of days.
Nice to meet you.
I just got back from vacation.
Did you enjoy it?
It was lovely.
Where'd you go?
Scotland.
Hmm.
Fortunately, a witch tried to eat me.
I'm sorry.
Hey.
Not much vacation, then, is it?
It seems to follow you wherever you go.
Because I suppose it's more and more aware. Hmm?
Yeah.
You learn the signs.
Hey, Travis.
Yes?
Apparently, carrying salt is good for against demons. Like a pound of salt.
Okay, then. Want to get some salt?
A salt circle will help you against ghosts.
Here's 6 pounds of salt.
Actually, two.
Two?
You have 2 pounds. Yes.
Oh, you're forcing us to carry 2 pounds of salt.
Yes. That's right.
You got 4, so we could have it at the lodge and just carry it that way, too.
But I will carry 2 pounds.
I will carry one at any time.
Shotguns actually provide a +2 to shooting.
Yeah.
As long as you're in short range.
Okay.
As
once you get out of long range, the buckshot stops being so.
As Andre put it.
Depends on how many guys are around the group.
Well, let me check and make sure I'm not blowing smoke.
The advancement of the Rippers, they go from, I think, pistols to shotguns to rifles.
No, they go from muskets to pistols to rifles.
Question. The damage on a shotgun is listed as...
3d6, 2d6, and 1d6. 3d6 for short range, 2d6 for medium range, 1d6 for long range.
Then what's the 2d10 in parentheses?
That is if you instead use a slug as opposed to buckshot. It does more damage, but it does not provide the +2 to hit.
And if I wanted to get... rock salt bullets. Would I have to go somewhere specific?
Not really.
That's actually a common bullet.
Yeah, just.
Can I say just half my bullets were regular, half my bullets were rock salt?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You can say they're for.
And I'm sorry, for shotguns, it is just +2 to hit.
Constantly.
Oh, hold on. I'm still trying to find the damn thing.
Here, let me take a look, see if it's listed in here. Shotgun, 3d6, 2d6. A shotgun fire spell is +2 to shooting rolls.
Okay, so it's just straight up +2 to shooting, no range requirement.
The 2d10 is if I use slugs.
That's what I just said.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyway.
So. Where did Ruda go?
He's, you have to say goodbye to a lass.
Well, congratulate him on that, at least.
Not really. It didn't work out.
Well, because of which?
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very unfortunate.
We needed to actually see one of those people.
A witch?
Yes.
A whore?
To do the book. There's a huge book.
That's creepy.
We can't burn it.
It's made of pumpkin.
And a professor doesn't know anything about it. He says talk to a witch.
Oh. Alright.
Well, should we wait for him to get back, or...?
Well, besides the minor inconvenience, how was Scotland?
Mm-hmm. It's alright. It was good to see my family again.
Oh, that's good. What's it like up there? I've never been to it.
It's beautiful. Looking out, you can see everything, and not so tight. You know, you can actually just get a drink and not get looked at.
Without a shirt?
No, you gotta wear a shirt up there, it's cold.
Oh. Then why do you not wear a shirt down here? It's cold here too.
It is very chilly.
I occasionally wear a shirt, but you know, when you're sitting there in the sleeping room waiting for 8 hours a day, you know, that's really the point.
Have you considered
it's
taking
proper.
Up reading?
This is where you figure out Den is also illiterate.
I read a little, but you know, most of the books are so boring.
And I'm sure we only have so many.
Yeah, the penny novels are okay, but you know, penny novels.
Another recruit.
Yeah, I saw him. Who is he?
Tony.
He's ex-Cabal.
Alright then.
We figured he might have at least some information we could use.
Mm-hmm. He's very upfront.
Very clever.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Just so happens I do know a witch.
Oh, cool.
She's my brother's mother-in-law.
She up in Scotland?
No, she makes her own out in Wales.
Can we travel there?
Yes, Wales is actually very close to London.
Like, where is Wales?
Travis, could we get the time to actually go out there?
You mean a humpback? Beluga?
No, it's an area. Oh, sure, but you will have to pay for it out of your own pockets this time for the carriage. We're running a little low on cash. I mean, we've got, like, 3 or 4 pounds left in the treasury to last us 4 days and... 9 days, and I just kind of want to make sure that...
We understand.
Yeah.
Alright.
How much is it to weigh us?
It's basically going to be 4 shillings for each of you.
Is that round trip or one way?
Round trip.
Okay, how many shillings to a pound again?
20. So it's 0.2.
0.2. I am starting to run a little low on cash since I just bought a shotgun.
Just to let you know, her name is Mildred. Careful, she's a little... Look, she's a little crazy. She likes cats, though.
Oh, I love cats.
What was your brother's name?
Dugan.
A shilling is 0.1?
0.05.
Okay.
Okay. Where in Wales is she located?
Gives you the name of a nearby village.
Okay, I suppose one other question. Is there anything we should do when meeting her? Mention we know you? Don't mention we know you?
No, we're on good terms, kinda.
Define kinda?
I was going to mention Dugan, just so she knows how we know.
So you could come with us?
No, I have to watch the sleeping room. But if you're getting any sort of, question out of her, she's going to need some sort of a payment. She likes animals. Specifically cats.
We could trade places. I could watch the...
How much does she like cats?
It's up to you. If you really want to stay here and
I'll
watch.
I'll pay for your way.
Oh, no, I got plenty of money.
Okay, I'll switch with you.
Alright.
How much... In what way does she like cats?
She's a crazy cat lady.
How much for a cat?
I would honestly say about 10 shillings.
Or how hard would it be to capture one?
Capture a stray?
Yeah.
Just be a survival check.
I can try.
Or you can do it.
She gets into hunting mode.
Don't worry, I go find you a nice cat.
Be friendly.
He's very playful.
Remember, Jessica, spirit of the tiger.
It's the eye of the tiger.
She gets a cougar back.
What the hell is this dude prowling around the streets of London?
No one noticed.
Cabal.
First reaction, shotgun.
Four.
Sure, you easily track down a stray cat. It's a scrawny, skinny Siamese cat.
Okay, I'll get some food.
It's also slightly cross-eyed.
Shouldn't we maybe, if we're asking a favor, shouldn't we get a cat that looks a little more healthy?
Do you think she's picky? Is she picky?
Oh,
I was thinking it'd be a better home than on the streets.
Maybe if you tell her the story of how you rescued it.
Is there anything I can keep it?
Sounds good enough to me.
Embellish.
I offered some food. I got it, grabbed it, petted it.
All right,
it was mine then.
You actually get to sit at the lodge for a while, and you know, kind of walks Root and everyone else, and you'll notice that Root has got this nice giant kind of scratch marks right here. Eventually, also sauntering in, you see Horace. You see he's got kind of like a bandage around his head.
What happened to you?
Oh, this was just a straight-up bar fight.
Do you handle those better now that you fight? Things are a lot more dangerous than what you find in a bar.
Sometimes they still have claws. They really need to clip their fingernails.
That's bad.
Talon's like a hawk. Alright. You guys easily make your way out to Wales. It is literally like not even half a day's travel.
It's not vacation, but it's more gentle.
And you guys head up to the small little village, and he takes you out. You can see that it's definitely her small house. It's right next to a small set of woods. And even from about, you know, 100 yards away, you can see that there's at least 2 cats laying on her porch, one on her roof, and a couple more chasing each other out in the fields.
I think crazy cat lady might have been an understatement, Dan.
Oh, I told you she likes cats.
What's wrong with cats?
Nothing. Very good at catching mice.
Actually, not all cats are good at that.
I'm sorry, that's the reason you keep cats out in the Wild West. Get rid of the mice, keep them out of your stores.
You guys walk in, as he gets within about 100 feet, goes, Mildred! Hey, Mildred! Hobbling out after about a moment or two, you can see his kind of hunched over, hair kind of, you know, hanging down. She goes, ew! Oh, Din! And you see she stands up, takes off a wig, she pulls off the obviously fake nose. You can see that she's actually a fairly normal-looking human being. She's like, oh, nice to see you, Din.
Huh.
Who are your friends? Oh, these are, this is, Miss...
Anna.
And he referred to you by your last name.
Oh, whatever my father's last name was. I gave that to your discretion.
Oh, yeah. Miss Anna, for now. This is, Mr...
Whitman.
And this is Miss... Or this is Mr...
McDonald.
And... They got some questions. They apparently got a big spooky book. And what of my payment? She goes, you poor little creature. Wow. Oh, gee. It's almost as though you guys no longer exist. She quickly runs off inside and gets some food for it. You can hear. You notice that the house is fairly home country, fairly rural. You can see that it's kind of, you know, the little rural kind of wards, you know, the tree bark above the door. You can see, you know, pentagrams of protection. You can see that, you know, there's a little idol of a cat with incense directly behind it.
I thought it was a horseshoe above the door.
horseshoe, or I know that there's some sort of
You can put pine.
There's a lot of things you can put anywhere. Anyway.
Yeah.
There's a horseshoe, some pine, a few twigs, and a mounted werewolf head. No.
Awesome!
Oh, I'll call him Oscar. Okay. Now, what is this book? Interesting.
I believe it belonged to a man called Pumpkin Jack.
If anything, it was used to summon him.
I'll start reading. Make yourself comfy.
Thank you.
I pick the cat up off the chair, set it on the ground.
It jumps back onto your lap. It bites your fingers. Then it lays down on your lap.
I just look at
That's
you.
Toby. He doesn't like being pet.
He just likes sitting in people's laps?
Yes.
Wait. I apologize for the dust, Toby. It just doesn't seem to go away.
Begins cleaning. He begins licking your arm hair. Or even better, your knuckle thing, your knuckle hair.
Okay, that's better, because I'm like, how is it getting at my arm hair?
Its head is down. Even better, its head is down your sleeve and licking.
Right.
Toby, he's special.
He reminds me of most cats.
After several hours of reading... You guys
they
are, of course,
cats,
kind of
talking with Dan.
Yeah, you guys are kind of bored, but and also kind of hungry. But after several hours, she goes, "All right, this book is indeed witchcraft, but actually, all it is short range communication. Huh. It's code for allowing a spirit to speak with someone, but the host has to be nearby. If you understand my meaning." Which means that Pumpkin Jack was in England whenever it was talking to someone.
Huh. Interesting.
And since he never leaves the United States, that means he was able to get over here and back there in a very short amount of time. I don't know how. I don't know why. But he was able to get here and back to the United States in less than 24 hours.
Telegram?
Perhaps there's some other book where we don't have.
Is it possible to have two books that could possibly do the same?
Oh, anything is possible. But, sorry, I don't have a Welsh accent. But, this is the book you brought me.
It's very close to Irish.
Right. I'm not sure I can do female Irish. Maybe this might put slightly work.
You just sound like a gnome.
Your mother!
Don't you let them mention her!
I said it once, I'll say it again. I hate you. Alright. Well, thank you for bringing me Oscar.
Wow. I'm sure this is much better home than in the dirty
Oh,
streets.
Yes, he'll have plenty of friends here. A cat walks up, rubs himself against Oscar. He's like,
meow.
Bat. Flop on the ground. Expose his tummy. The other cat bites his tail. They run off.
He runs into the wall on the way out.
Ow! Oscar. You'll be safer here, though.
I keep picking Toby up off my lap.
He keeps jumping back in your lap.
Wow. Well, we thank you for this information. It is... helpful, at least.
We may be back with more cats.
If you don't mind.
More questions.
Oh no, bring me as many kitties as you want.
I pull her costume out from somewhere. Here, hang on to this.
You have one too. You too.
Yes, I'm going for the tiger feeding.
How's it going for more of the bobcat feed? Anyway.
As long as it's not a cougar.
In the closet, cougar, tabby cat, Siamese, mink.
Cougars.
Hamster. Anyway.
What?
You know, so you guys catch your way back. You're going to be getting back into London late. Ivan, you, of course, do what most other people do. You know, you've kind of sat there, you've read a few of the Penny novels, without realizing you've gone down to Lucky Annie's like twice. You've eaten more than you probably should. So you've got this nice full belly, you're kind of bored. You suddenly realize that, you know, within a matter of moments, there's a pillow nearby. And, well, one thing leads to another. You wind up like everyone else who watches the sleeping quarters.
So, watching the sleeping quarters, not so much watching the sleeping quarters as watching.
Well, what it means by watching is you're maintaining it, you're cleaning it. And beds, you know, you only take so long to make a bed. It only takes so long to clean a few bedrooms.
She could be very perfectionist and get rid of every wrinkle.
Is quality checking.
Yeah.
She pulls out an iron.
Yeah, checking the quality of the bed by sleeping in it.
But, you know, after a while, it does get kind of boring. In fact, you think this is the longest you have ever waited for anything.
I'm just not thinking about it. Is it actually good for me to travel around with three men?
As long as one of them's your chauffeur, it doesn't matter.
He would be the best one.
He would be a perfect gentleman to chauffeur you around. He makes sense.
Remember, I'm your bodyguard.
And that has been established.
You dirty American.
Din, however, if those two weren't there, it would get awkward.
I love Din, though. He's fun.
By the way, I think I might need to start writing you invoices for my services.
And you guys, of course, walk back. It's probably, or you guys get your carriage back. It's probably been about, it's probably now 2 o'clock in the morning. You, of course, go slip back in. You go off and have a reasonable time. You come back in and sleep. And the beds have been meticulously arranged, but, and since this is now your off time, because it's now Voki or whoever's turn, you're actually just kind of sitting there.
I walk through the bar. It's still bustling.
It's still bustling.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anywho, morning time.
Late morning.
Yeah.
Late morning, as everyone's like,
I'm sorry.
Now you get to watch the meeting room for a little while.
Start arranging the brasses.
You realize that
pyramid of them.
You know, there's actually some drinks in here. Some good Chinese drinks, but you think they're probably bootlegged.
So
careful when you drink these.
So let me.
And then there's some Indian drinks that you've never heard of, and then there's like one thing of brandy.
No, there's a thing of brandy and a thing of whiskey.
Where's this lodge again? Is this in London or?
You finish arranging, you know, the Chinese ink painting.
All the alcohol is now in alphabetical order.
The Chinese alphabet.
Yes,
Father. Everyone's number. Like, what is this? It's alcohol. Whatever. Don't do that.
Bootleg.
I just shut it. This isn't Chinese, I just think it'd be funny. Yeah, I accidentally swigged a whole bunch of bootleg sake. It burned on the way down. Bootlegged whiskey.
Sake. The drink that is apparently actually fairly powerful, just if nothing else, judging from the size of the containers they drink it from.
Yep.
Anyway. You guys will get a message from Travis. He does have something he would like you guys to do.
Alright!
And Travis goes, alright, it shouldn't take you out of the town. It should be fairly quick, easy, and painless.
Should
be.
Painless. That's never the case.
One of the things that I've been thinking about is, even though we've got help from you, we're still a bit short on poundage. We're getting about 40 pounds a month on profit.
We still have that minus one.
Well, actually what I'm looking for is just a pure fiscal supporter. Someone who can bring in some extra pounds per month, that way I can reinvest it into the lodge, and I can actually send people, you know, outside of the, you know, London area if we need to. More than just carriage rides elsewhere.
Okay.
Well, do you have any suggestions?
I was given by one of my associates, an interesting person by the name of Lord Hamilton Savage. He is a member of the House of Lords, so he is a very prominent member of society. You, Ryan, you do the